This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. A team of U.S. producers recently gathered in Mexico to check out the demand for red meat in the marketplace. We'll have more right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
A team of livestock and grain producers recently traveled with the U.S. Meat Export Federation to Monterrey, Mexico, to participate in the Expo Carnes trade show and for a first-hand look at market conditions. Indiana farmer David Hardin said the interaction showed him that there is still potential for growth, particularly for higher-value products, in Mexico, even though it is already a well-developed market.
We have had very good discussions with processors that buy our Indiana animals and are moving product into the Mexican market. And, you know, while they are just as concerned about the impact of tariffs and how that is going to impact the market, we feel that, you know, there's still enough demand for good American pork and beef here in Mexico that hopefully we're going to be able to get things sorted out.
Matthew Lucas, who is also a grain and pork producer from Indiana, said the trip gave him a close-up view of the growing competition in Mexico and the work USMEF does to defend the U.S. industry's hard-earned position as the market's leading red meat supplier.
I think the biggest thing that jumped out at me at the convention center is just the amount of effort that USMEF pours into helping our U.S. companies export meat into Mexico. Mexico is one of our biggest markets. I think the statistic is that 40% of Mexico products are imported. And then of that, 80% is originating from the U.S. And so we have to work really, really hard to defend what we've already got. And that's what USMEF is doing.
For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.